to create your inner team.
It combines the power of the mind with the wisdom of your heart, and it just helps you to unlock your potential.
Put your hands together for Game Energy!
Hey everyone, welcome to my Shiny Minds show.
My name is Shiny Unsal. I am the proud creator of Neuroshine Technology and your Neuroshine coach. Our topic today is how to create an inner team. This inner team is those parts of you. You know, they talk to you. Sometimes you do something and that inner voice tells you something, and another inner voice tells you another thing. I'm referring to those ones. They are a part of your team. And we're going to talk about that team so that you can get the best on your team. I am going to share 5 parts of you that are naturally inside of you, so that based on those 5 parts of you, you can enlarge your team, you can hire new ones or fire other ones, okay? The idea is this inner team needs to serve you. This inner team needs to motivate you and help you get what you want. Number one, you have an observer within you. This team member is responsible to observe everything that you do, everything that you say, and everything that you don't do and you don't say. This observer is recording every second, and it's literally analyzing all of those moments. It's kind of like a witness to your life. And it's always there. Whenever you want to go consult your observer and see how you're doing, you have it available. Just make sure, put it in your pocket, observer. Number two, you have this part of you which is really critical. This part is really hard to satisfy because it is always going to ask more from you. There will be a ton of demands, and this critical part of you is always going to find flaws, what can go wrong, how you can get better, how you're never enough. Sounds familiar? That's the part. And this part tends to sabotage your wins. Watch out. This guy right here needs to be tamed. So make sure your critical gets a ton of training from your consciousness, all right? Number three, you have an appreciator within you. You know that part of you, whenever you tap into your heart, you can find a reason why you love your life, why you love other people, why you appreciate every single moment. That's the part. This part is precious. And according to heart science, love, appreciation, and gratitude, they are the highest quality of emotions that you can ever experience. And they even call them regenerating emotions. When you tap into your inner appreciator, you can use it to heal. No joke. Okay? The inner appreciator maybe needs to have longer conversations with your inner critical part. All right? Number four, you have a cheerleader inside of you. I'm sure you know, right? This part of you gets you going, gets you motivated, gets you, hey, we got this. We are going to keep going. We are never going to give up. You're doing a good job. That part, the cheerleader, we need this part. This part is so dopamine driven. If you know a little bit about dopamine from neuroscience, that neurotransmitter is also called the chemical messenger. Whenever you have a goal, whenever you have attachment to achieve that goal, dopamine kicks in. And even those teeny tiny little progress that you make is going to trigger your cheerleader and your dopamine, and you're going to feel great about yourself immediately. And last but not least, even though you have that cheerleader, there is this part within you which is always going to confuse you. It is going to doubt your abilities and it is going to ask you, can you really do it? Yeah, you got it now, but are you going to be able to do it later? How's it going to turn out? Are we going to lose it? This part is fearful. This part is conflicted. That's why it confuses you. This part is mostly about the OPOs. In another video, I'm talking about other people's opinions, because 95% of what we do, what we say, is shaped by the society and other people's opinions, the OPOs. It ends up creating that confuser inside. And this confuser part, oh my gosh, you need to train this one. And you need to give the confuser the clarity that you desire. As you see, you have a lot of parts of you and they give you messages all the time. Let's wrap up all of your five parts. One, you have your observer within you. Two, you have the critical part of you. Three, you have the appreciator in you. You have your cheerleader within you. And you have also the confuser in you. So then, my question, who makes the decision? If you are building and in your team, and if you have a ton of different voices inside of you, who's going to make the decision? Think about it. Who is going to be the CEO of this team? Who is going to manage all of them? Who's going to be in charge? So, you need a decision maker. This one is your consciousness. Your consciousness, your conscious awareness needs to be the part who calls the shots, who is going to make the final call. Your decision maker needs to consult all of your team members and needs to put it all together, analyze all the different perspectives and make a strategic decision to help you get what you want. What do you think about your parts? Please put a comment below. Let's start a discussion and let's see what other parts you have that we can talk about later on. And also, if you like this video, please share it with others so that you can make a difference in someone's life. And also subscribe to my channel to become more and achieve more. Because remember, your life is a beautiful game that you can play on your own terms successfully and joyfully. So it's your time to unlock your true potential and become who you're meant to be, so that together we can make this a better place with more love and shiny minds.